This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Radio Dog Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Got a great episode for you. This week, we're going to be talking with the president and CEO of Doc Dogs, Grant Reeves, once again joins me here in the studio, and Grant has some information about this year's events that are coming up, and a lot more about some positions that have been filled in Doc Dogs, and we're going to talk about where those regional championships are going to be as well. That's right, very exciting episode, so I hope you stick around and listen in to what Grant has to say. But first, let's find out what's going on this week in the world of Doc Dogs events. Well, it is week one of the NRA Great American Outdoor Show. That's right, the Great American Outdoor Show starts February 6th and 7th for week one, so just 2 days. That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, brought to you by Doc Dogs Worldwide. And then it will continue on February 8th through the 10th for week two. So once again, that is the NRA Great American Outdoor Show. A lot of folks looking forward to that. I'm sure it's going to be a great time and a great way to get your Doc Dog season started if you haven't already. I know a few people that this is already their second or third event that they'll be going to. So pretty cool. They're excited and I'm sure their dogs are excited and everybody's having so much fun. Well, one of the other things I wanted to touch base with you on in this episode is if you haven't noticed or seen anywhere on Facebook or Instagram, I'm really starting to push out a lot of advertising and just kind of make things a lot more visual here at Precise Video Productions with regards to Instagram. There's two pages. If you like all of the basic photography that I do, you can look for Jim_ZE on Instagram, and I'm loading up pictures there about once a day of pretty much anything, including some jumping dogs. And if you really like the jumping dogs, then there is another page on Instagram that I've just been bombing lately, although I'm going to have to slow down soon. I can't be doing this every 2 hours. But it's High Flying Dogs, just all one word, look up High Flying Dogs on Instagram, and make sure you follow that page as well. You never know, I may have already posted a picture of your dog. I'm taking pictures from the past, there's a lot of them that I liked, and I'm just putting them up there and letting them fly, so go ahead and enjoy that also for the 2016 season if you haven't seen. Basically, we're going to be kind of bartering our services, whereas myself and my wife, Jennifer, have in the past gone out to some Doc Dogs events, and I've announced either full-time in an event and still squeezed in pictures and video like I usually do, or I've taken pictures the whole time, maybe announced a little bit here and there, videos, all of that. What we're looking for basically in exchange to get to your event, if you'd like to have us, is someone pick up the cost for the hotel. That would help so much in exchange for what you would get is that attention. You get Radio Doc Dogs, you would get some video, you would get photographs, you would get announcing if you need it. Really, all of those or any one of those and a little bit of combination of the other. Obviously, the more I do of one thing, the less I can do of something else. I'm very fortunate to have Jennifer help me as well, who's coming along very great with taking pictures also. You may have seen a lot of those. So basically, that's what we're looking for. Now, you know, if you're 8-10 hour drive away, this can work. If it's further away, because I'm going to be jumping my dogs too, we're going to be there to have fun. There's no doubt about that. But if you like what you see in the photographs and you want to get that stuff in that documentation, you will get full licensing with the pictures, all full resolution files for your, you know, for you to use as your club for whatever you want. Advertising, just posting them up there, giving them away to your members, anything you like. It won't be like when I just post stuff up, although I probably still will just to copy it because everybody likes to see the stuff in the events. But I want to, you know, the clubs can have these pictures to do whatever they want with them. So that's part of the barter exchange. If you're further away on that drive, you know, we can still talk. It might take a little more than that. It might have to be compensated in some form of additional transportation costs, things like that. But let's talk, and let's do it soon, actually, because I've already had a couple clubs contact me. Things are filling up quick, and I'm looking forward to it because it's some new places, new clubs that I haven't been to an actual Doc Dogs, not one of their Doc Dogs events as a club. So that's pretty exciting. And I'm really looking forward to that, and also repeating some clubs. So pretty cool. If you're looking for a photographer for your Doc Dogs event, you know, most likely there's going to be an affiliate club event that your club's doing, and or an announcer, and or Radio Doc Dogs and or some video or all of that or just one of those things specifically, let me know. Catch me on Facebook, Precise Video Productions. You can always send me a message and we can talk about when your event schedule is. If your event is not signed yet and it hasn't gone public, that's okay. You have complete confidence in me and you can. I have Doc Dogs Worldwide to back that up. We can talk about it, and I would keep it completely confident, and we can reserve that date if you want to commit for something like that anyway. Okay, though that's enough about all the things I'm doing, but I did want to catch everyone up, so don't forget, if you're looking for some pictures announcing whatever at your Doc Dogs event, I can do that, and if you're interested in seeing more of those pictures and everything, check out Jim_Z and High Flying Dogs on Instagram, and of course, there's Facebook, the Precise Video Productions page always has a lot of great Doc Dog stuff. All right, but what you really want to get to here is this interview with Grant Rees. He's the president and CEO of Doc Dogs. He was gracious enough to sit down with me once again and tell me all about the upcoming... Well, not all about it. There is so much to tell. I think he gave a very good hint and flavor, and it's very obvious that we're going to need to talk with Grant some more in the near future so that we can get some more details and even more information about all the things he's alluded to and mentioned in this upcoming interview. Here we go, talking with Grant Rees.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Grant Rees, President and CEO of Doc Dogs, is with me. Happy New Year, Grant.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to be back.
Yes, yes. Lots of stuff going on for 2016. That's almost hard to say, even. I'm not used to that in my head.
It feels like, well, honestly, there's been no break. It just, although Christmas came and Christmas went, the guys in the shop, the girls in the office, the summit cruise with all the staff where we went and did... 14 or 16 hours of nonstop meetings and then a whole bunch of fun, which was long overdue and well-deserved.
Yeah.
But it just feels like, I don't know, like we just left Dubuque yesterday. It really does, other than the cold weather.
Yeah, yeah. The 2016 season, though, man, it's amazing you got to, like, be on it already at this... Were you always on it? When you first came into Doc Dogs, were you always in January... working on the whole schedule or schedule of some of the bigger events like regionals and stuff like that for that year, or did it happen later, maybe like in February, March or something like that?
It's funny, back in 2005, my first event, my first meeting ever with anything related to Doc Dogs was in February in 2005.
Okay.
The first event we did was in May out in the Northwest, Kingsville, I think. And then my very first event was Dubuque, Iowa in June. And I remember in 2006, it was a little busier in June, May, June.
Yeah.
Then it got a little busier in April, May. You know, by 2010, we were moving things. We'd have one event in January, maybe two in February.
Right.
But here we are, 16. We had an event on New Year's Day.
Right.
I mean, it was out of control.
Right.
I mean, Frank and Amy and Aaron traveled somewhere on the 29th, set up on the 30th, spent New Year's out there. I can't remember where the event was, to be honest with you.
I hope they got to have some fun. That was in the Utah.
Utah, right, yeah. Now I'm looking at the schedule, and we just launched another new software outside of the event operation software, Neova, that everybody's enjoying so much. We launched a software internally for managing all the events, the staffing schedules, the event crew, I mean, the trucking, the routing. It's getting so big. But I'm sitting there looking at it, and in 3 weeks, we have 5 events on the same weekend in the month of February. I mean, that's unheard of. But you know what? This is good. It's just more events for more people and more fun with your dogs jumping off a dock.
Yeah, there's stuff in the schedule now. I see, I think, into October already. I mean, it's scattered, obviously, and always filling for those that are new. It's whatever you see on the schedule now is not the final schedule for the year. But there's already stuff, I think, already into October. I saw some events listed.
Yeah, our policy has been since 07, 08. We were forced to, take a little bit of a protective mode. But, since 08, we've always never posted an event until the contract's signed. Financial commitments are made, and the clubs are doing the same thing now.
Right.
I mean, we're up to, 40-some affiliated clubs, 11 sanctioned facilities. There's 11 or 12 pending applications for facilities right now. And the fact of the matter is I just don't have time to get to them and review them. But, I mean, it's just incredible. It's growing so fast again this year. And, the schedule's going to continue to grow. I mean, I can tell you right now, Blue Buffalo has 9 event holds, 5 are confirmed, and there's 11 other event holds that are soft holds for them. That's just Blue Buffalo.
Wow.
Shields has 18, of which 6 are already confirmed. So, you know, if by chance all of those come to life, there's 30-some events more for people to go to. Never mind what the clubs are doing. Never mind what Brian Chernow and his team are doing. I mean, it's just incredible how fast we're growing. And I promised everybody last year I wouldn't build any more rigs. Guess what? Another rig just got built, and there's another one scheduled for March.
Jeez, oh, man. But, you know, good problems to have. I got to tell you, the sponsors over the past couple years that you've had are just amazing. And the stuff they're doing and what they're bringing to the Doc Dogs world is incredible. And it's so cool.
It is. I mean, it's a three-way partnership. Let's be very, 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 very clear about this. Without the sponsors, we wouldn't be putting the time and the money into the growth of the program
right. That
we are. Vice versa, without the community supporting both Doc Dogs and, more importantly, the sponsors, they wouldn't be investing in us. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the Doc Dogs community and the competitors and all of the volunteer work, the affiliate clubs, the facilities, what you guys do. I mean, it's growing. Yeah, we're managing the process and managing the business, but, I mean, it goes all the way through to including the rules committee members, which, you know, rotates year to year. We have the Hall of Fame committee. The new ethics committee has made my life so much easier.
That's good.
I mean, and again, I was worried for those people because I don't like to have to put that kind of stuff on volunteer people. But this jury of your peers seems to be working, and there's always going to be the jerks out there. But guess what? For the most part, since last July, it's been pretty nice for me. I've enjoyed Doc Dogs more since July than I have in the previous 2 years.
You know, I think that shows, too, and I think your attitude can carry across to a number of people, especially if you're at events or you're talking on Radio Doc Dogs and stuff like that. And I think, you know, basically a happier, more joyful you transcends out into the Doc Dogs community with that same feeling. You know, people don't feel like this stuff's... You know, it's so serious sometimes, it seems, in someone's eyes, and I think that's happened less and less over the past couple years even, simply because it's as much fun as it is competitive.
Well, the irony in all this is there's always going to be competition.
Right.
Competition is healthy, whether you're on the dock, whether you're within your own club, whether you're within the Doc Dogs event crews. And even the copycats. And let's be very clear, people, my phone's been blown up. There's a lot of activity going on usually this time of year, and it happens every year. We take a little bit of a breather where you see our social media slow down a little bit. You see the public relations and the marketing slow down a little bit. And then while that's going on, you see all these new creative people, which I applaud a lot of them in what they're doing in their efforts. The irony in this is copycats are always going to be out there.
Right.
They're always going to point fingers at us. They're always going to lay blame for all the things that are wrong in the business at us. But at the end of the day, people forget, it's the rules committee that steers Doc Dogs worldwide.
Yeah.
Unless it's financial, unless it's safety.
Right.
We really don't. We take our lead and our guidance from the rules committee and now the ethics committee and,
right,
more importantly, the Hall of Fame committee. And these are all people. These are peers that are competing left and right to you.
Right.
And
right,
at the end of the day, they're going into markets, and it's an unfortunate situation because Canine Aquatics as a whole gets a black eye because they go into markets thinking they're going to grow and be very big, but they're bidding on these events for, you know, a third or half of what even the clubs can do for, and financially they can't be successful, so they rise and they fall. But the whole time, everybody has to maintain one thing. Not only do usually those people try and come back to Doc Dogs, mm-hmm, now the decision's with the ethics committee if they can or they can't, but the people they introduce the sport to, we may not have ever had an opportunity to go to that market.
Right.
Or even the clubs, because the clubs actually are working out very well. They're making financial sense and not, you know, going in and losing money and rising and falling. We have very little club turnover now. We have clubs just coming on and coming on and coming on. We've lost 2 clubs in 5 years. The numbers just keep growing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they're really recruiting people to come to the overall worldwide program.
Like,
and I'm okay
system
with that. And I'm okay with that. Now, when they start infringing on copyrights, trademarks, you know, and they start getting into the slander and all that other stuff that a lot of people really just get turned off by, but fortunate enough aren't vocal, there's a point where some people will cross the line and we may have to take action. But until that time, we don't. We just, you know, we maintain a professional, very, very positive attitude. And to be honest with you, we take the high road. How many times you see me on social media, Jim, talking to
right
you? I don't think anybody can.
Right, absolutely, right.
And honestly, what's really fun, and it's probably, this is a good time, you know, you've seen some of the announcements that have been going on, but personally, I've made two commitments for 2016. Well, actually, three commitments. First off, I'm following Joan and the Ethics Committee and this whole 2016 Community Spirits Program. I think that's going to be huge. We can talk about it later on.
Cool.
Secondly, I've removed all negativity in my life. I got rid of it. I just don't need it around.
That's a good thing to do, yeah.
And you know what's really fun is I'm starting to venture out into things outside of Doc Dogs for myself that really me, my family, my close friends are enjoying. And what's really cool for me is by doing that, I'm actually not micromanaging as much as I used to before 2010, 2011.
Right.
I'm actually empowering people to make decisions within the Doc Dogs program. Whether you're a volunteer, an officer, a director, or an event crew member, an event manager, or management. And we're appointing people now into new positions. And you know what? I got to thank them. They all know who they are, but they're really doing a good job. Things are changing, things are improving, and we're going to keep going that direction.
Well, that is so awesome. And speaking of that, a couple of recent new appointments. I'm sure that you know people have seen on social media and everything like that, but Sean Swearinger has
Absolutely.
Become the operations manager of Doc Dogs.
You know, Sean came to me about 8 or 9 months ago, and Sean worked 43 events last year. Can you imagine working 43 events in Doc Dogs? I mean, I know you guys all know what it's like to be on the road for 5 or 6 events yourselves. And he said, you know, I want to do more. I want to grow more. I want more, you know, remuneration for what I do. And I was pretty blunt. And listen, you have to earn your not only your respect and your remuneration from us, but you have to prove yourself because we've had a lot of people come and go. The events business in general turns over a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very short time, he proves himself to be not only knowledgeable in being he's a very big stickler for the rules and the policies and the procedures. And there was some you know, rough waters in the early days, but he showed us some of the things that we were being very lackadaisical in and made some changes. And over the last, I would say, probably 3 to 4 months, between what BK and Sean have been doing online for both our event crew team, some of the new tools and some of the new software that we've introduced behind the scenes,
yeah,
incredible job. And I think that you're going to see some big things out of Sean and the way he's going to lead the staff. He's the middleman now between the upper management, the staff, and more importantly, the on the road, the event crews, which are, you know, all the independent contractors that are out there. So there's never been that liaison. It's always been direct to Brian or myself, or
right,
direct to Teresa,
right,
and people in the office. Now we have that buffer zone, but at the same time, somebody that speaks on their behalf. So
right,
it's pretty cool,
yeah.
And I'm proud of what Sean's done as an operations manager, and I think that it can only get better and continue to grow.
Yeah, I was thinking about this myself, and I'm not sure how much of the Doc Dogs community will really realize or see Sean's efforts, because when I think about it, I think really it's going to be more about what you don't see is what really Sean is doing, and some of those things perhaps that used to happen, you know, here and there at Doc Dogs events that were a little irritation or a glitch or whatever that don't happen anymore, that everybody's kind of forgotten about. Some of those things I can see where Sean has been the one that has fixed that, repaired that. And
well,
so
let me give you a straight example. Sean has been on Zooks 1 or Zooks 2. I mean, we've got like 9 rigs this year.
You can't even keep track, can you?
and his rig, for an example, things that you would notice, his rig has been 3 years going into its 4th year without major repairs or refurbishing. All other rigs last 1 to 2 years. All rigs, and I hope everybody notices it, all the rigs are going out this year are completely refurbished.
Right.
And we'll have, from the, you know, everything has its own place, electronics, trucks, maintenance. He's put all that in place. Things you're not going to see are going to be things like the staff in the office, the liaison with the event crews.
Right.
And the software and the tools that we've been given, the management tools, the post-event reports. I mean, even Sean's insisted that the clubs will do post-event reports back to head office so that we can track issues, monitor the things that we're doing well, you know, initiate those changes across the board. So there's a lot of things behind the scene, like you said, you won't see, but there's a few things I think you will see, and I'm hoping people recognize them.
I hope so, too. That's great. Some of the additional things new for 2016, Melissa Dorn is
incredible. I mean, you know, listen, it's not without, everybody thinks that I would try to hide it or, you know, we don't want to talk about it. Listen, Canada's gone through some definitely, you know, huge peaks and some valleys over the years. And ironically, you know, we've tried different things up there for all of the wrong reasons it didn't work out, but the right reasons showed us how big the market is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can say this, that Doc Dogs Canada has an opportunity this year that a lot of people are going to be excited about. I'm proud to say that Blue Buffalo has sponsored Doc Dogs events in Canada this year.
Awesome.
And you'll see a new Blue Buffalo rig running up and down the country. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
They're bringing more events online, coast to coast, and they're putting a big effort through to the Canadian market to bring their branding up there. So what a better way using Doc Dogs as a tool.
Yes.
With Melissa coming on board, not only has she been a club president, mm-hmm. not only has she been a competitor at the club level and at the world level, but she has a really good understanding of both what goes on in Canada, the challenges of the different, you know, copycat programs that have taken place, rises and falls, and there's been a few up there.
Right.
The facility program. And Melissa's somebody that's not only going to guide facilities and clubs, both past, present, and future, but new competitors through the program. And I think that you'll see with the efforts that we'll put in over the next few years to expanding Dr. Eyes Canada, Melissa's going to play a key part as a region rep up there. Just like the other region reps, Joan Gunby.
Right.
You know, you look at Linda Ruiz, you look at Betsy down south. I mean, it's incredible what these regional reps do working with Vicky. Mm-hmm. And there's a team of them out there now.
Yeah.
And it goes without saying that without the regional rep program, it wouldn't happen. Club program wouldn't happen.
Well, you know, you're right, Grant. And that's one thing that probably Radio Doc Dogs at least has kind of neglected a bit, is to appreciate and recognize those people, those regional reps and Vicky's efforts and everything like that. We don't talk about them enough, I feel like, and that's my fault. But they really do, you know, when I think about every one of those people you'd mentioned, I think about what they do and have done for Doc Dogs is incredible. And in some cases, the only one in a huge, you know, hundreds of mile radius that some days seem like they're the only ones holding it together for whatever reason. And I got to applaud them for that. I really do.
Listen, they're psychologists, sociologists, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, granddaughters. They literally manage all of the infrastructure within each of their own clubs in the regions, but they really, truly are mentors.
Yeah.
And Melissa's going to be absolutely phenomenal at that. And I will say this, it's not going to be an easy task. Unfortunately, a lot of people are very unprofessional in the way they conduct business. And we've talked about this before, they get behind the power of the keyboard and, you know, start singling people out. Mm-hmm. We always take the high road. But at the end of the day, Melissa's a strong personality, a wonderful, wonderful individual. And you know what? I think that not only is she going to be proud to execute what her role as the regional rep in Canada, but I think people are going to be proud to have her. And
absolutely.
It's going to be It's going to be fun. Nothing happens overnight. Everything takes time.
Right, right. Speaking of time, as we're getting closer and closer to where we have to cut off here, we still have a few things to talk about here. There is a number of events. We have regionals. Do we announce regionals? Is this listed anywhere? Is this a Doc Dogs?
Well, this Radio Doc Dogs exclusive. It's a Radio Doc Dogs exclusive.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's Glycoflex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. Glycoflex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We have regionals. Do we announce regionals? Is this listed anywhere? Is this a Doc Dogs? Well, this Radio is Doc Dogs exclusive.
It's a Radio Doc Dogs exclusive, and whether BK times it out to come out with this or not, but we are we're working on regionals. I guess what I would say is, you know, we did, I think, 9 or 10 regionals total last year. The regional championships this year, and this is a tentative schedule until BK gets it posted, so I reiterate, tentative until it's official online.
Okay.
But we're going to hit Fort Myers, Florida,
okay.
On 5/20, Hanford, Connecticut, 6/10, My good friend Mark Barron and Dog Days are hosting a regional at Lake of the Ozarks.
That'll be a fun
617. That's going to be huge. Bozeman, Montana, 722. Awesome event out there for that.
Cool.
Spencer, Massachusetts. The people in the Northeast have never really had a regional really close to them. And I can tell you, I think that's going to be one of the biggest regionals this year.
I think it
Spencer,
could be.
Spencer, Massachusetts, that's going to happen the same weekend, 722. You got two regionals going on, East and West.
Right.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin's always been a strong market for the Midwest for us, so there'll be one there. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be pretty fun having that out there. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
A couple more. You do Ridgeville, Washington. I think that'll probably potentially be another event out there. But again, we need to look online and follow the schedule. So the Road to Worlds will be announced officially between now and January 30th. A couple of the wild card events. Everybody knows about the New York Sportsman's Expo next week.
Syracuse, yeah.
Huge. Bakersfield, California. Great event. And it's a wild card. So that's
cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
People would travel for that. There's a new event that, ironically, there's a little bit of a backstory on this one. Amelia, Florida. I guess it's been going on for a couple of years, a surf dog competition.
Cool.
And they actually sourced us. They found us and brought Doc Dogs in. Blue Buffalo's gotten behind it. So it's not only is it a surf dog competition, which, from what I understand, is an amazing event to watch in itself.
Yeah.
Now Doc Dogs is a featured, center of the feature. But Blue Buffalo is sponsoring not just Doc Dog Premier, but the entire event.
Cool.
So that's huge. So Amelia, Florida is coming up. And then, what am I looking at? Another one here is, NATCHEZ, Missouri. So that's another wild card event that we've, how do you say that? Natchez, Missouri?
Yeah.
It's a special way to say it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
And there's five or six other wild card events that, you know, will be designated throughout the year that people can follow. So the Road to Worlds is gelling. It's coming together. We'll get as much of it posted by January 30th as possible.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Really appreciate it. And just once again, everyone, do not make your days off yet or anything like that because it's not totally official. So if you do that, you know, don't complain to Doc Dogs. Some other stuff going on as well.
Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Yeah.
Northeastern states. They love that one. And you get the people from Ottawa and Quebec, and then all the way up to Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. It's a wild card event this year.
Awesome.
And Sasha is our announcer out there. For those of you that have been to any of the Ontario events or the Quebec events, great announcer. High energy, kicks it hard all the time.
Cool.
So that's another good one. So that's another wild card event. And then, you know, there's a bunch of other stuff going on that we can either save for now or talk about later. It's up to you.
Yeah, well, I want to wrap it up here and keep it not too lengthy for folks, but yeah, you know, obviously everybody should keep hold of the, or keep looking at the Doc Dog schedule, and that's just a little teaser of those things going on, so that's fantastic. Lots of wild card events. Was that six, seven regionals or something?
I think we're going to try and cap it at seven regionals, including the Canadian regional. The Canadian regional, again, will be up at the Canine Central facility.
Okay.
We're just, Elton Bowmanville, but we're just trying to find out which date's going to work best, so I've been talking to Morgan and Brian up there, and it's a great facility. They really get behind it. So, and there's a bunch of things happening at that facility this year. I can't say much right now, but I will talk to me in February, March. I'll give you some pretty cool things that are going on up there. Some of it's tied to Dueling Dogs, some of it's not, but there's some other pretty cool things there.
Okay, cool. And we know there's Dueling Dog plans that you actually have in front of you here, but we'll save that for another episode.
let me close off on this. One thing I will tell you, we stepped up the program with Red Roof Inn. There was some questions on Facebook over the holidays about multiple dogs. They're capping the amount of dogs you can have, but Red Roof Inn has been gracious enough to extend our program again for 2016.
Good.
So if you use the Doc Dogs discount code DocDogs, huge discounts coast to coast, top to bottom.
Cool.
Red Roof is important. We've got some new facilities coming on board.
Awesome.
I don't know if anybody knows about the new facility in North Carolina. Mr. Jay Harris was formerly the president, the founder and president of Carolina Doc Dogs, has been replaced, and there's a new crew there taking over the Carolina Doc Dogs, but Jay's not going away. In fact, he made a very clear and very loud point about his new facilities. Come online. He sent me a bunch of pictures. He had bulldozers and excavators and skid steers out there, and I think you're going to see, not only are you going to see a really big event at Indian Creek Kennels to open up, but keep your eye on some North Carolina Dueling Dogs action going on down there, too.
Well, that state is a powerhouse in Doc Dog, if you ask me now, because Jay did such a great job being president of that club. I know it was with the support of all those people that he had in that club, his board and his officers. And now that Sarah's taken that over and everything like that, with her experience and the experience still backing her in that club, it's still, they're going to double their power now. Now a facility and the club and everything, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's, listen, 2016 for Doc Dogs. I mean, the road to Worlds itself, just knowing what we're going to do at World Championships next year, and I'm going to save that, Jim, from, you know, other Radio Doc Dogs things when I'm fortunate enough to come back on, but I can tell you there's things already planned and set for the World Championships that I hope everybody aspires to get there, at least in their divisional aspect. The fact that we are bringing Dueling Dogs back one more time,
yep.
It's probably the last time you'll see Dueling Dogs at the Worlds as World Championships together. But some of the initiatives that we're going to announce at the Golden Paw Awards next year and some of the things that are going on at Worlds, even if you don't qualify to be there, plan a long weekend out of it, because I can tell you it's going to be one of those events you don't want to miss.
I know, we're talking about it already, and we know what it is going to be.
Like I said, the road to Worlds is huge. It's going to be incredible. And there's some rules changes coming out. We can get on.
Yeah, we need to talk about
February
that
about that. So there's lots to talk about, but I'm sure you got other people that are way more valuable than my time here. So.
This is such great information, though, that everybody likes to hear. So
2016, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Grant. Appreciate it, and we definitely will be talking with you again soon.
All righty. Thank you.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
There you have it, everyone. There's just a little bit of information about the upcoming 2016 Doc Dog season. And it's strange to say upcoming even because it's already started. There's already been, I don't know, a few events and the ones coming up right now this weekend. So it's great. It's awesome. If you are a fan of Doc Dogs, this is obviously a great place to be, and this is going to be a great year to be doing Doc Dogs. Make sure you at least save a vacation day or two to get out to some of those events. It's going to be really cool, and the explosion of Doc Dogs just continues worldwide. Very excited. Looking forward to this 2016 season. I hope that you are as well. Until then, I hope whatever you're doing with your puppy dog, you have fun, you're safe. If you're jumping this weekend, jump big and have fun, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.